These stories are brought to you through the generosity of the owners of this house and the members of the Willimantic Victorian Neighborhood Association. All materials are copyright 2017.
The Frank Foss House,
built around 1921. This post-Victorian bungalow is a jewel which features extensive detailed woodwork that is unusual for this modest style of home. According to a previous owner, the moldings came from the offices of the Thread City Collar Company. The story is that there had been a fire there, and the undamaged wood from the Victorian building had somehow surfaced later in new construction here, just a block away. The original door has the same color and style stained glass as its Queen Anne neighbor at the corner of Summit and North Streets. Franklin Halsey Foss and his wife Nellie Mae Henderson lived here with their two sons from 1919 until they moved to South Windham in 1923. Frank Foss, as he was known, was a lawyer and the police court judge in Willimantic for many years. The next residents were Irish immigrant Dennis Shea and his wife Mary and two sons, Willard and Richard. Dennis worked two jobs. He was a weaver at a silk mill and had his own business as a barber. Son Richard graduated from Yale Medical School and became a surgeon practicing in Willimantic. Richard, and later his wife Elsie Shea, lived here with their parents in the 1930s and 40s. Dr. Shea joined the Army Medical Corps and served in India and Okinawa during World War II. He contracted malaria while overseas and died at age 39 while at Windham Hospital, home on furlough in 1945. Son Willard, sometimes referred to as William, was a clerk at the American Thread Company in 1923 and moved to Hartford in 1927. Sadly, he also died before his parents. Mary died in 1951 and Dennis in 1952, leaving the house vacant for several years. We hope you enjoy your visit to Willimantic and a peek into our past. We hope you take the time to hear our houses tell their stories.